We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks. So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe. Oh, hi.
Hey there.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
As soon as Sister Twain got here, she started coughing up a lung, and I was like, what is happening?
I was fine before this.
This podcast is cursed. You guys, hi, welcome to Hot Drinks.
Hi.
It's a podcast. It's about COVID-19 and its ramifications. It's not, actually, but it should be.
We are going to start centering our episodes from here on out on the impending Civil War.
Yes.
That's going to begin in November.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Do you really think that Biden's... So all I'm seeing all this stuff about his numbers are so much better than Trump's.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We cannot look at numbers because that is the exact same thing that it said about Hillary's numbers.
I know.
And we all were like, oh, it's fine. There's no way Trump will win.
There's
and then he
no
won.
Way. And then yeah. He won. I woke up the next morning and I didn't know who I was anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. We cried. So we should ignore all polls. We all need to show up and vote for Biden, the serial rapist and murderer probably. But he's our only hope. It's really complicated.
He really is. He's our Obi-Wan.
Welcome to Hot Drinks. This is a podcast.
We already said that, but it's a good reminder.
It is a good reminder, in case you forgot. In case you're like, what am I listening to?
Well, I can't see the screen.
What's in my ears, and why is there no visual? Because podcasts are an audible-only medium. Audio, not audible. Audible is a sponsor who we don't have.
Imagine if you went to the drive-in movie.
Right.
And there was no screen, just sound.
Right.
It's like best.
But you were in your car.
Yeah.
Still. Sitting in a field with a bunch of other cars, just listening. Anyway, my name is Brother Jack Coffee. I am your host with the most.
I am Latter-day Twain. I'm not going to say hostess.
No, because no, fuck that gender normativity.
I'm your host with the toast.
Oh, I love toast. Here's toast is so good.
Look, I love toast, but also when I was in college, all us... virginal theater girls would say, oh, he is sex on toast. Like, we even knew what the fuck we were talking about.
Wait a minute. You really would say that?
Oh, yeah. He is sex on toast. And then we even had
what is that? Jizz on toast? Is that what you're saying?
I
would eat that, but
I think,
gross.
I think
but
you,
still gross.
No, it's more like serving it. Serve it up on a slice of toast. I don't know.
Because what's sexier than some bread that someone was like, yo, cook that shit twice. I love it. I love some Mormons being horny on Maine. He is sex on toast.
Horny on Maine.
We've never had sex.
You think you hear someone mention Ryan Gosling and you say, I'm sorry, did someone mention baked bread?
Wait, what?
Toasty bread? Crunchy bread?
I lost the thread.
Ryan Gosling.
No, he's beautiful.
Is sexy. We would say he's sex on toast.
It's so weird.
Not back then, because that's when he was doing like Kids Incorporated or something.
Maybe. I would also say that, but I'd be like, she's hot, right, you guys? You guys, she's totally hot, right?
Okay, speaking of gays and closetedness and
yes.
Mormons.
You guys, if you're a new listener, I'm a gay. And I was closeted and a Mormon.
And married to a lady.
And I was married to a lady. And you were a lady.
I was.
You used to be a lady. It's been a complicated
and
2020.
And now I'm just the host with the toast.
I was married to a gay man. Yeah.
Gary, have you heard of him?
Your gay ex-husband, Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds lovely. Anyway, do you remember what you were even saying?
I was saying that...
You forgot, didn't you?
Oh, you were like, this is what I'd be like, guys, she's so hot, like totally hot.
Yeah, am I right? Yeah.
Okay, that literally happened to me once. Not to me, but I was meeting...
Gary, your gay ex-husband?
No, I was meeting the pianist of a production that was happening at Tuacon.
Mm-hmm. Was there a flood?
And... Well, of course.
You guys, Tuacon's a theater in St. George, and there's always a flood.
It's in the contract.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Every show has a flood in it.
So even if it's like something like...
Even if it's like Jesus Christ
Wild
Superstar.
Wild West.
Yeah.
Which what? Doesn't exist. Anyways.
You were meeting a penis.
And then he was like, guys, meet my fiance.
Oh, shoot.
She's like totally pretty, right? I'm not...
Oh, shoot.
Fucking
shoot.
Kidding. cute. And I was like, she really is. And he was like, I know. And I was like, oh, poor girl.
Poor homo.
Anyway.
Anyway, welcome to Hot Drinks.
We do. Everything we've talked about so far is pretty much covers the topics that we talk about.
You guys, I want to start with talking about why we didn't have an episode last week.
Oh.
So, you know, we typically record Sunday nights so that we can post an episode Monday morning. So Friday night, I texted Sister Twain. And I said, hey, let me know what day is good for you to record. I don't have my kids this weekend. I'm free anytime. Whatever works for you is great. Let me know. Mm-hmm. She never responded. Mm. So then Saturday evening, uh-huh. I texted again and said, like, hey, just let me know. I'm home. I'm already home for the night. I'm in the rest of the night. You can come over tonight or we can do something tomorrow.
Right.
And then Sunday, I still, no response to any of these texts. Nothing.
Yeah.
Just nothing. So then Sunday, it's like texting Tisha, my ex-wife. Sorry, Tish. So then Sunday, I'm like, hey, do you want to come over tonight? Let's record. We could talk about this. And what was your response?
I'm in Phoenix.
Yeah. She was in another state. She was in another motherfucking state. Did I know about that? Did my phone just turn off? What's happening? Did I know about that? No, I did not.
You didn't.
No. Sister Twain just coughed so much she got some sputum on her t-shirt.
All the droplets.
Anyway,
so you
were in another state.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, don't worry, I'll record with my friend who I'm visiting. We'll just do an episode. And I was like, awesome.
Awesome.
Did you do that?
So we started.
So no is the answer. No. The answer is no.
No, because I think I was crossfaded for 3.5 days.
You guys, listen, I just wanted to bring this up so that if you're mad at one of us.
It will be me.
It's you should be mad at Sister
Twain. The host with the toast.
The host with the toast.
Not the host with the most.
Because you guys, I sit around most days and think about how all of you have now decided to hate me. Like, that's just kind of what goes through my head, you know?
Right. It is just.
So we haven't put an episode up. Everybody hates us now.
Right.
No one's going to listen ever again. But I just want you to direct that towards. So, hey, did you have a good time in Phoenix?
I had such a great time. So I was there visiting, I'm not going to say who. But
a friend
who was like, we are renting an Airbnb, in Phoenix because my son has a week's worth of doctor's appointments with a specialist.
Fun.
He has this condition that has an official name, but I'm not going to tell you it.
Right.
Because fair. I don't remember it.
Okay, great.
But his sternum grows inward instead of across his chest.
Oh, Jesus.
So it, like, pushed his heart over.
Oh, God.
And he's 17, and they've been dealing with this for years.
Of
and
course.
They are finally getting insurance approval.
Oh, good.
Denied. When your sternum's growing into your heart.
Welcome, and I'm proudly be an American, where at least I know my insurance claims will be denied. Okay, so you went to hang out with a friend.
Yeah, and
in Phoenix.
So
good for you.
And so I was there for 3 days. There may have been some nakedness involved. There was definitely some nakedness involved.
We don't want to go there.
We don't want to talk about it.
We don't want to talk about
that. We don't want to talk about who or what got naked.
So anyway, so that's why you didn't have a podcast last week, and so I apologize.
God, who cares?
I care.
I know you do.
The gentle listeners care.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get on to our women's work.
Did anyone reach out to you and was
no,
like,
no, of course. I mean, no, but like, you know, I want to be there for the gentle listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, so
other women's work.
Women's work is like our housekeeping, you know, because that's women's work, kind of where we just talk about what's going on in our lives. So what's on your list?
I want to talk about Naked Athena.
Oh, yes.
So
I know exactly. I sent this to you.
This is why I know about
okay,
it.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so you guys probably know there are insane protests going on in Portland right now.
Oh, my God. And people are disappearing.
Where the... Do you know who is kidnapping people? It is people from the Customs and Border Patrol. Those are who those soldiers are. There is no border in Portland.
The fuck?
Portland is bordered by Washington. Anyway, so there are crazy, like unmarked military people that are kidnapping people, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. So, well, you tell them about Naked Athena. So there was a woman. We're just calling her Naked Athena.
So she's wearing a beanie.
Oh,
and nothing else.
And nothing else.
And there is this line of those...
Of militarized police.
Yes.
And tanks and Humvees.
And all of a sudden, like, from someone's, like, camera phone, she comes out of the right corner.
Totally naked.
Totally naked.
And just walks towards the line of police.
And there's... I'm going to tell you the Twitter handle. Is that how the kids say it?
That's what the kids say.
It is at Donovan Farley. And his name...
So she just walks right towards the police.
Yeah.
And stops like an intersection away from them.
Right.
Full on naked.
Just standing there.
Yeah.
Waiting for them to do something or not
do
something.
Shoot her or whatever. And what I thought was cool is then there were other protesters who had like shields who kind of got in front of her because they were like, oh, she's going to get shot with rubber bullets or something. And she just kept walking.
Right.
Like walking out from behind the protesters that were trying to protect her and shield her.
So,
and just was standing there like tits akimbo.
Yeah.
Fully naked. Vag on fleek. Vag on fleek.
Yeah,
vulva
yeah.
on fleek. I'm sorry. Yeah. Vag is the canal. Vulva is the area.
Yeah. And so, it's in this string of tweets. And the first tweet about this in the string is the video of her.
Yes.
And then the next ones are just shots of how she's changing position or pose.
Yeah.
And the final one is her sitting on the ground with her legs spread.
Yeah. Just like vulva.
Yeah.
Vulva to the wind.
Vulva view.
The Care Bear stare, as it were. Except it's a vulva instead of a sunflower.
And the militarized dudes get in their cars and drive away.
They were like, we don't know what to do.
There's even this moment in the video where you see them kind of like whispering to each other, like, what the fuck's going on? What the fuck we do, man? What do we do with this crazy bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then they drive away. That pussy was popping.
And then the very next tweet after you see them all have left is the guy who I just said his handle. I cannot believe what I've just seen.
Yeah.
So good.
We love that. Pop your pussies, ladies, and shut the police down.
We also wanted to talk about how there is this new thing that I learned about a couple months ago.
Okay.
And there, it's an aesthetic, and it's called cottagecore.
Okay. I don't know. You texted me earlier and you were like, do you know what cottagecore was? And I was like, I've heard of it, but I don't know. I'm
so
too tired.
Cottagecore is exactly what it sounds like. It's a whole aesthetic.
Uh-huh.
It's not just home decor, but it's also like your personal style.
Right.
There is a branch off of that now, as I understand it.
It
may be its own thing, called dark academia.
Okay.
Which is like cottagecore, but dark.
Okay.
Like Harry Potter.
Oh, we hate Harry Potter now.
Well, we don't hate Harry. We hate JK.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. but it's the aesthetic. And it's not just, again, decor. And it's not just your personal style, which is like tweed jackets.
Yeah. It's like doth the goth, dark
academia.
Yes! Okay, you're obsessed with doth goth.
That's kind of like that. It's not like as macabre.
Right.
But there are elements to this aesthetic other than just style.
Right.
There's philosophy.
Okay.
There's Shakespeare. Yeah.
I don't know where we are.
So this whole aesthetic thing is not just a style trend, but like a whole like multifaceted thing.
Okay.
And so I'm wondering like what else, what other kind of aesthetic thing is happening out there besides cottagecore and dark academia?
I'm sure the teens could tell us.
But I am obsessed.
Okay.
And by obsessed, I mean somewhat interested.
Will you post some dark academia onto our Instagram, which is Hot Drinks?
I will.
Okay, please do.
Anyway, so I was thinking, the reason I brought it up, that we should do an episode in the future, like top 5 aesthetic trends that you and I would create.
Okay. Okay, I could do that.
That would be like imposing our personal style and lifestyle.
Right.
Upon others.
I love it.
I also wanted to talk about how I've watched the very first 2 episodes of Killing Eve.
Are you going to let me have any of the women's workers?
Oh, did you have anything
to
say?
Well, I have one about Killing Eve.
Do you really?
I really do.
Oh my God! Here's my problem.
Okay. Oh, fucking fuck.
What?
Don't tell me you have a problem with Killing Eve.
Only the fact that after 2 episodes, now they want me to pay for it.
Who does? It's on like Hulu.
Exactly, on Hulu. They're like, you have to buy this or rent it.
On Hulu?
Yes.
Do you have a Hulu account?
I'm showing you. I do.
Don't show me.
I'm not going to show you.
Okay, listen. So this is going to be one of my... This is going to be one of my women's works.
Go.
So one of the journeys that I have been on during the latest quarantine section is Killing Eve, which was a BBC America show. It has three seasons. It's about a FBI. Is she FBI or CIA?
Oh, look, you don't have to pay for it on Hulu if you have a Hulu account.
Do you have a Hulu account?
I do. It was something else.
Okay.
I promise.
Well, great.
I do have a Hulu account. So, anyway, she's MI6.
She's MI6.
Yeah.
Played by Sandra Oh, who is amazing.
Amazing.
And she is trying to hunt down this assassin who goes by the name Villanelle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then throughout, and there's been three seasons, but throughout, they sort of become obsessed with each other in a weird homoerotic kind of way.
Uh-huh.
At the same time that I'm watching Killing Eve, I'm watching Hannibal. Have you ever watched Hannibal?
I have watched a couple of episodes.
Okay, so it was on like...
After Sex.
It was on like NBC or something like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Which is insane because it is literally the most graphic,
gory,
bloody thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe it was on like network television.
Wow, yeah.
But Hannibal is based on the the Silence of the Lambs trilogy.
Right.
And it is about a detective who's played by... His name is Will Graham. And I can't remember the actor who plays him. And he is... hunting murderers, one of whom is Hannibal, but he doesn't know that it's Hannibal, Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Uh-huh.
And again, there's sort of this weird homoerotic obsession with each other.
Hot.
So Killing Eve and Hannibal
Ooh.
As like a joint, it's like the same energy in both shows.
Right, and they are juxtaposed.
But they're amazing.
As it were, in your world, because you're watching them at the same time.
Do you know who wrote Killing Eve?
The first season was written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
What?
Phoebe Texas Ranger.
Isn't her last name Bridge? Phoebe Wallace Bridges?
Ranger. Phoebe.
Fucking hate you.
Walker.
So my other.
Texas Ranger.
Okay, so my other. Jesus, Lord and Savior. So my other women's work. You guys, Sister Twain hasn't even had a beverage. She's drinking a Coke Zero.
It's a diet, Dr. And it's a diet like, Mountain Dew.
I'm on like my fourth rum based drink.
I know you are.
My other women's work is just, I just want everyone to be aware of a man named Jeffrey Boyer Chapman. Do you know who this is?
No.
So Jeffrey Boyer Chapman is a Canadian actor slash model. I guess he's on the series Unreal, which I only watched the first season of, but now I'm going to go watch the other seasons of. Did you ever watch Unreal? It was on like Lifetime. And it's about the kind of behind the scenes of a Bachelor type show.
The fact that you said it was on Lifetime means I definitely have not seen
Okay.
it.
Okay. So anyway, it's a great show. I've seen the first season. But where I know him from is he is currently the host, one of the hosts of Canada's.
I do that all the time.
Canada's Drag Race, which is like RuPaul's Drag Race, except it's in Canada.
Got it.
And it doesn't have RuPaul on it.
Right.
I mean, she shows up every once in a while.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, just like on video.
Oh.
Because she's too busy fracking. She runs a fracking operation in Wyoming. Anyway, it's fine. So he is one of the hosts, and I can't process living in a world where he also lives in the same world. He is the most beautiful man to ever walk the face of the planet. And he's charming and he's funny and he's like femme in just the, like he's gay and a little bit femme, but like in a perfect way. Anyway, like I am so in love with him that it's ridiculous.
Okay, his name's Justin.
Jeffrey,
Walker,
Justin
Gates.
Timberlake Walker, Texas Ranger. His name is Jeffrey Boyer Chapman.
Jeffrey.
Why are you looking at it? I don't even know
Boy.
His.
Boy.
B-O-Y-E-R dash.
Boyer.
C-H-A-P-M-A-N. I'll show you on the break. Anyway, he's the most beautiful man alive.
Okay.
And you need, I mean, he's beautiful in photos, but you need to see him like talking and emoting. Like he's so charming and funny and gay and... I'm like obsessed with him.
No anyway. Results found on Instagram.
Well, I don't know what his Instagram is.
Anywho.
Anyway, so that's our women's work. We've been talking for 20 goddamn minutes.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
So I wrote a blog post. It's been like over a year since I've written a blog post.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Thank you. Which was inspired by how I was helping a friend of mine who's a single mom and has four boys move. Because she was evicted.
Yes.
During COVID-19.
Right, which is makes sense.
Right.
Right.
And so it's about the incredulous ridiculousness of what is expected of mothers is what my blog post is about.
Particularly single mothers.
Particularly single mothers. And I don't know how this conversation started, but my son, Timothy, was like, oh, I want to read it. And he was reading it, and then Jack tried to talk to Timothy, and I said, shh, he's reading. And Jack goes, what is he reading? And he said, and I said, my blog post. And Jack goes, you have a blog? And I said, yeah. And Jack goes, what do you write about, death? And that's the end of the story.
Fuck you, Jack.
What do you write about, death?
All right, so we're doing a top five for you guys today.
Yes.
There is a tradition in Mormonism mm-hmm. called the Patriarchal Blessing, yeah. which is the funniest name in America. How has no one in the church yet been like, hold up. The Patriarchal Blessing? Should we rethink that, you guys? Thomas F., should we rethink that? Russell Lamb, what do you think? Patriarchal still? We're sticking with that? Okay, great. Let's stick with that. So it is, for those of you who are not Mormon or who left the Mormon church before you came of age, mm-hmm. the Patriarchal Blessing is a blessing you receive when you're like probably 19, 20. There is a person in your stake called the Patriarch.
Yeah.
so funny. Who puts his hands upon your head and he basically does a tarot reading for you, except he just does some fortune. He does some fortune telling for you.
It's so like,
but it's not fortune telling because it comes from God.
It's like getting a form letter but verbally.
Yeah. So anyway, so you get this blessing and then they print out a copy and you're supposed to read it and study it and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I recently discovered my patriarchal blessing. I found it. It was like in a drawer in my bedroom. And I'm planning on doing my ministering post for our patrons talking about my own patriarchal blessing. But what we wanted to talk about today was, what if we were to get a matriarchal blessing today?
Today.
From a matriarch. Today, I don't know who that is.
As who we are today.
What would it say?
I've been thinking about who the matriarch could possibly be. It could be Marsha P. Johnson.
Wait, Marsha P. Johnson?
Well, I just feel like it should be...
From the O.J. Simpson trial?
Marsha P.
Is that the woman who tried O.J. Simpson?
Is it?
Marsha P. Johnson? You're
the
sober.
The Stonewall lady.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking of Marsha Clark. Oh, my God.
Portrayed by none other than Sarah Paulson.
You're sober. You're supposed to be in control.
Oh, maybe I can't be.
Anyway.
Because I need to be drunk.
So maybe it's Marsha Clark.
And so it's Marsha.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Oh.
Maybe it's Dolly Parton.
I think it should be a woman of color.
Okay. We just don't know that many.
Which is why I kind of went with Marsha P. Johnson.
Right. Not Marsha Clark, who is a white woman.
Not Marsha Clark.
I think.
Or Edith Piaf.
I think the Great Whore Upon the Waters would be great at giving a matriarchal blessing. She'd be great at it.
She would.
She's not a woman of color, but she'd be great. Anyway, so we got to stop this because we're rambling too much. But we are going to come back and we're going to tell you the top five things that would be in our matriarchal blessing for Marsha Clark.
Oh, my God.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Acquit.
You guys, we're back.
Oh, shit. Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm
fine.
A little tipsy.
Are you? And you're sorry?
Well, I just...
You don't have an end to that sentence. No. Well, I just...
So, you're getting your matriarchal blessing.
That was so, like, winsome. Is that the right word? I just...
As I look into the distance.
So, you're getting your matriarchal blessing.
Right. From either Marsha Clark.
Right.
From the O.J. Simpson trial. Marsha P. Johnson, a trans woman of color who threw one of the first bricks at Stonewall. It wasn't actually her. It's a whole thing anyway.
Yeah, it's
people
all thing.
Say it is, but it's not. Or our former guest, the Great Whore Upon the Waters.
Yeah.
And what is that? What does your matriarchal blessing say?
We'll settle. Maybe if Prince was a woman. But anyway.
Anyway.
It says, this is totally off the cuff. It says, in the name of the matriarchal priesthood that which I hold.
Priestesshood?
Matriarchal
Priestesshood makes me... Doesn't the clitoris have a hood that kind of like retracts?
It does!
So priestesshood makes me think of the clitoral hood.
As I retract the hood...
Of the clitoris.
Of the priestess clit. And I reveal unto thee...
The clit.
Sister Latter-day Twaint.
Oh my God, just tell us what it says.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm building the aesthetic. that I am... of the tribe of Madonna.
I also have one that is what tribe I'm of.
Oh, really?
So why are you of the tribe of Madonna? So just, so for our few listeners who are not Mormon.
Right.
Part of your patriarchal blessing is they declare what tribe you are from. Which of the tribes of Israel you are from.
Yeah.
Because there are 12 tribes of Israel. And Mormons are obsessed with the tribes of Israel because the sort of prophecies of the second coming of Jesus say that we will start gathering the other tribes. Because yeah. basically everyone in the Mormon church is from Ephraim and Manasseh, who are the sons of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people are like, did you hear? He's of the tribe of Naphtali or whatever. Or Issachar. Asher and Gad.
Levi.
Zebulun and Gad. Oh, yeah. Levi, that's the Jews. Zebulun and Gad brings the total to 9. Jacob! Anyway, so it declares your lineage.
Yes.
But in your matriarchal blessing, you're of the tribe of Madonna.
I am the tribe of Madonna. Because
like Frozen Madonna or Madonna from like a prayer? Like what Madonna are we talking about?
Here's the thing. Here's why I love being of the tribe of Madonna. She's not perfect.
No.
I was not into Frozen.
Okay.
I started falling off the Madonna wagon momentarily with the whole, this used to be my playground.
It did used to be my playground.
That was Little League, Little Ladies League.
Not
it was
for you.
Called, the movie was called League of
Her Own.
Her Own, thank you.
I just want to clarify, you're sober.
I'm sober.
You've only had like Coke Zero.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Diet. Mountain Dew.
So you're of the tribe of Madonna.
Yeah, and we're going to gather. And she, you know, she's this little thing. She's like 5'3 or something, right?
Right.
And she just kind of like sit in the corner and probably just strum on her guitar and tell people off while we just hang out.
That's what the gathering of the tribe of Madonna looks like.
I mean, I'm just making this up off the cuff.
Okay.
Because that's our charm.
Okay.
But... I don't know. The gathering is more of a spiritual gathering.
Okay, okay.
And so with that, I just, as crass as people always thought she was back in the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
I just saw it as power.
Yeah.
Even as a Mormon girl, I did. Yeah. I was just like, that's just empowerment. And I love it. And I'm intoxicated by it.
She was great. She still is great.
She still is great. Her face is really hard to look at it's these fine. Days.
It's made of plastic.
It really is.
But it's fine. We don't judge her.
Okay. My sister's canceled her because of her face.
I just don't think we can cancel Madonna.
I know. That'd be weird.
I feel like it's wrong. So this was going to be my number two. And also it was going to be my playground. Just kidding. But since you already said the declaration of your lineage,
yes.
In my matriarchal blessing, I am of the lineage of Maines, which is Natalie Maines from formerly the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks.
Yes.
Because you guys, have you listened to their new album, Gaslighter? Have you listened?
I have not yet.
Oh my God.
I hear it's amazing.
It is so good. So the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, they dropped the Dixie because they were like, this is racist bullshit. Let's just be the Chicks.
Yeah.
They haven't released an album for 9 years, I think. Yeah. It's been a long time. Anyway, they just released an album. It's called Gaslighter. A lot of it is about their varied divorces.
Amazing.
Did you know? So Natalie Maines was married to the guy. Do you remember the TV show Heroes about superheroes?
Yeah.
So she was married to the guy that played like... the senator in Heroes.
I knew she was married to somebody.
Anyway, here's the thing, you
Keep
guys.
Going.
If you are a man and you're married to one of the chicks, the Dixie Chicks,
yeah.
and you're like, I'm going to cheat on her, you fucking know there's going to be some songs that are written that take you to filth, that read you for filth. Don't do it. Don't do it. This album is like... Oh, God. There are lines about, like, you left your pantyhose on my boat. There are lines about, like, I just got a phone call from my husband's girlfriend's husband. Kind of, you know, anyway.
Oh.
They are kicking ass and taking names.
It is
the most beautiful, heartbreaking, emotional album. The song Gaslighter, you think, is about President Trump, but it's actually about one of their husbands.
Amazing.
But it's perfect. And then there's another song called March March, which is like a kind of a protest anthem. And anyway, the whole album is gorgeous. So I am of the Tribe of Maine.
Are they all three divorced?
I don't know. I know at least two of them are.
Okay.
Because there's Natalie Maines, and then there's the two others that are sisters.
Uh-huh.
And I know at least some of the songs are about one of the sisters' divorces. I don't know if the
Love
third.
It.
But then there's another song called Juliana Come Down that is a song sung to all of their daughters about sort of how you need to calm down and you need to understand that, like, the world's going to throw a bunch of bullshit at you and you have to just be, like, ready to kind of roll with it. Anyway, it's beautiful. So you should listen to this album.
I'm going to. And quick side note, in just the last week, two gentle listeners have reached out to me that they're getting divorced. And it is like Christmas carols to my ears.
I know.
Christmas carols not to my ears. They're going through it.
Yeah.
They're going through the shit.
Yeah.
But these two females are all about it.
Yeah.
They're like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done, but there was no other choice. And
yeah.
I'm just like, just let me suck on that.
It's so much better on the other side.
Guys, we will
preach this until the day we die, but like, it is scary. Like, divorce is scary and terrifying and painful.
Yeah.
But then you make it through and you're like, oh, it's so much better over here.
Yeah.
And you're fine.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, get a divorce. I also just want to say, speaking of gentle listeners reaching out to us.
Uh-oh.
Because again, I spend my whole life feeling guilty about everything. So just know that both of us manage, like, the Instagram account and the email account and whatever. So if you reach out to us on the Instagram account and we don't reply, or one of us, anyway, like, a lot of times someone will reach out and it will seem like it's a message kind of directed at me, but like, you looked at it first,
yeah.
But then, so then I don't know.
It gets lost
then
in
it's
the
marked as that marked as red, and so I don't see it, and
right.
Then I see it like 3 weeks later, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Anyway, I just, every time I see those, I feel bad. So I just want people to know, like, if you reach out to us and you don't get a response, or the response, you know, whatever, you get a response from the wrong one of us. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I think that it's called It Gets Lost in the Shuffle.
Yeah. Yeah. So we still love you, and I'm sorry.
It's still our playground.
It used to be our playground. What's the number two thing in your matriarchal blessing?
Number two thing that Marsha wants me to know.
Marsha Clark.
As she pulls back the hood of the priestess's.
Right.
Clit. I don't know. Is that... now, and remember, it's to 44-year-old Twaint.
Right.
Right. Present-day Twaint.
Right.
Is that... I definitely, if I marry anyone, because, you know, the patriarchal blessing always talks about marriage.
Yes.
Your
yes.
eternal companion.
Mine does too, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A beautiful daughter of God, it
says. In mine, it talks
about... Shout out to Tisha,
about,
the beautiful daughter of God.
In mine, it talks about how, if I'm going to get married at all, I'm going to marry the knight.
The knight?
I'm gonna marry the knight.
The K-N-I-G-H-T or the N-I-G-H-T?
N-I-G-H-T. Remember that Lady Gaga song?
Remember when Jewel wrote a book of poetry called A Knight Without Armor, an N-I-G-H-T without armor?
No.
Anyway, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Oh.
So you're gonna marry the knight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just that.
So.
It's just what it means is, here's what it means. It means don't get married, number one.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Your patriarchal blessing really says you're going to marry the knight?
My matriarchal blessing.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Wow.
Okay, I'm
confused. I'm not even drunk and...
No.
No, anyway. I'm going to marry the knight.
Right.
Which means...
Right.
Not marrying a human.
Okay.
It means marrying myself.
Because you're the knight. The N-I-G-H-T without armor. As written in a book of poetry by Jewel.
No, it just means like... go into the night, go into the darkness, embrace the things that were supposed to be quote unquote bad or dark or wicked.
Okay, okay.
And you know what? It started with putting bumper stickers on my car.
Because that was bad and wicked. Yes. And then you were like, fuck this heteronormativity.
And then I did that. And now I've got tattoos.
Oh, right.
And I'm
going to
get more.
Right. Me too.
And
I've been emailing someone about one of my tattoos.
Oh,
and by someone, I mean your tattoo artist.
Good juju.
Yeah.
Good juju. Yeah. Not good. Just good. And it just means to go into the night and everything that you thought would have made you a bad girl before, just do it. Just do it. And I kind of have been for a few years. And so this is basically Marcia saying, you doing it right, girl.
She's been like, she's like, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. This used to be my playground. You are a knight in IGHT without armor by Jewel.
Batter up.
Remember that? No, I don't. Oh. So my number two, which was originally my number one, was I just want to imagine the beginning of my matriarchal blessing. So the matriarch, Marcia Clark, lays her hands upon my head. She's wearing gloves.
Matriarch Marcia Clark. She says,
brother.
One is tainted.
One is covered in blood. She says, brother Jack Coffey, as we gather here today to pronounce upon you this matriarchal blessing.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, you gay. That's just the opening line. Because my patriarchal blessing, and as I mentioned before, one of the things that we have offered as part of our Patreon is we are doing ministering work, which is an individual either blog post or video or recording from us.
Yeah.
So my my ministering work that I'm going to do this week is talk about my own patriarchal blessing for our patrons. But my patriarchal blessing talks so much about, it's so heteronormative. Mm-hmm. It's like, you will bring a beautiful daughter of God unto the house of the Lord to be married for time. Anyway.
No,
isn't it cute?
Yeah.
So that beautiful daughter of God was Tisha. Mm-hmm. We did get married in the house of the Lord, but not for time or eternity. Because we're already divorced.
Already.
We're just a few weeks into eternity and we're already divorced. Anyway.
And is she really a daughter of God?
I don't know. Tisha, you can send us a message and tell us what you think. Anyway, I just think I think all patriarchal blessings are so, they're so about that sort of, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids, just sort of this heteronormative path.
It's a prescription.
Yeah. For men, for women, for whoever.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the next step in your life is to get married. The next step in your life is to have babies, blah, blah, blah. And it's just so crazy that, like, that no one says, like, isn't that weird that we tell every single person who comes through and gets a blessing from the patriarchy, that they're supposed to get married and have kids. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems really weird because obviously that's not the path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously some people are not going to get married. Some people are going to get married but never have kids. Some people are going to be married multiple times. Some people, you know, like, there are so many other paths in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But all of these patriarchal paths start with marriage and kids.
Right.
So my matriarchal blessing is just going to start with, bitch, you gay. Because
first of all,
bitch, you gay.
Stop everything else. Stop it.
Hold the phone. You're a homo.
I love it.
So that's all.
Okay.
So let's take a little break.
Take it.
Oh, we're back.
Numéro trois.
We're elbow deep in our matriarchal blessing.
Where's the rest of us?
Finding out what Marcia Clark has for us to say.
So we're like standing straight up and up to the elbows already.
Well, I kind of feel like it's the matriarch who's up to her elbows.
Oh.
Because she's the one like administering.
Yeah.
I don't know where the rest of her hands are.
The rest of her hands.
Maybe in your vagine.
Oh. She's got to check things out, you know?
She does. That's how you get a matriarchal blessing. So what's your third, what's the third thing that's declared in your matriarchal blessing?
The third thing is about how I'm going to serve in this life.
Good.
And it says kind of like what yours did. It just says, bitch, you serve.
Okay.
Bitch, you're going to serve.
So you're just like serving it.
Right.
Okay. Tell us more.
I am serving up all the thoughts that everyone's thinking that no one wants to say.
Right. That's real. That's true.
And I am serving up all the thoughts that you're not thinking that you don't want to hear.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
You're serving up all of the thoughts that nobody wants to say.
But they're already thinking.
And you're serving up all of the thoughts that we're thinking.
They're not thinking.
That we don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just serving those up.
I am just serving, and I am serving with grace. Statuesque.
Very, very statuesque.
And with a firm
foundation.
Grip. Of love.
Of love. Okay. So you're serving truths.
Yes.
Truths we don't want to hear and truths we don't know we want to not think about or see or something. I don't remember. I'm too confused.
I am saying all the things.
That's true.
And I tell you what. The patriarchy does not want me to say the things.
It does not. But Marcia Clark, who's elbow deep.
In
your vagine.
Vagine. Look. My blog post that I recently wrote.
Right.
Apparently there were some men that got really angry about it.
Oh, geez.
And someone asked me very kindly if I would take it down for a few days.
You know.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And you said, fuck you and the horse you came
It was another woman who asked this.
Right.
And so I ended up taking it down for like a day because she was in crisis.
Okay.
And then I kind of thought, I bet she's feeling better today, you know, the next day. Right. So I republished it.
Right. To be fair, that's how crises usually work.
Yeah.
You're in crisis one day, the next day, you're fine. You're fine. So my number three. So when we came up with this as a topic, I texted you and I said, it is really hard for me to think about like my future and to imagine anything good in my future because
right,
it's off brand for me.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be like, you will find a beautiful man to love. No. I can't believe those things about myself. It's very off brand for me. Yeah. But one thing that I really do deep down believe and that I think about all the time is I think there's a book inside of me, not in my anus.
No.
But in my heart. So I think my major, God bless you, says there is a book inside of you. So did you know what my major was in college?
Creative literature writing.
it was indeed creative writing. Uh-huh. I used to write poetry. Mm. I've started several books.
Yeah.
Not any time in the last like 20 years. Because I'm tired and the world is garbage.
Oh my God.
But I feel like there's a book in there.
I know.
So that's what Marcia Clark said.
Yeah.
She said there's a book in there.
She could go elbows deep into your heart.
Into my book.
And get it.
So I don't know if that's a book. I don't know if that's a book, like a nonfiction book. I don't know if that's a story. I don't know if that's a book of poetry. You and I have talked about writing a book.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the book. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like I think the matriarch said there's a book in there.
I think.
As long as I live righteous, because that's the part of patriarchal blessings. You only get the fortune. You only get the things fortune tell that were promised you in the fortune telling if you live righteously.
But what does righteously mean now from the matriarch?
From the matriarch? I don't know.
I think it means to marry the knight.
God. Okay.
Number four. That Great. Was quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry number three was so short, everyone.
We're not sorry. Number four is an admonishment.
Okay.
And that is an admonishment about to beware of donkey dicks.
Okay. So the actual dicks of donkeys?
No.
Okay.
We do not speak ill of them and of those. But this is an admonishment of the donkey dicks, which is, I think, a 90s way of saying fuck boys.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And by donkey dick / fuck boys, I mean guys who are making dick appointments with me and then canceling at the last minute.
Yeah, fuck that.
Marcia is telling me.
Marcia is like, if the glove does not fit. It's also, just to be clear, before Rachel sends an email, it was actually Johnny Cochran who said, if the glove doesn't fit, we must acquit. But I know, but it's still funny. Anyway, so Marcia is like, do not. Mm-mm. Did we really say donkey dicks in the 90s?
So, I have a friend that I knew in the 90s that says it.
Okay.
So I just assume.
Okay, great.
But she admonishes that if I start attracting donkey dicks into mm-hmm. my life,
fuck boys,
right, that means that I am not in my true self and in my power, and that I need to realign.
Okay.
Need to take some time off the dick.
Isn't a donkey dick kind of good sometimes? Well, no, because they're canceling.
Right. We're talking about canceling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know. Donkey dick, I think, means somebody's being a total fucking asshole.
I love a cancellation, though. I really do. I love nothing more.
I know. It's so exciting.
Because I'm just at home and I'm like, fuck, I have to actually meet a person. And then they're like, hey, something came up. And I'm like, oh my God, it's fine. Don't worry. I love a cancellation. I wish there was an app where you made plans with someone. Uh-huh. You could... So I saw this on Twitter once. You could log onto the app and you could just say, like, I want to cancel. Mm-hmm. And if they also said, I want to cancel, then both of you would get a notification that was like, it's canceled.
Wait, isn't that real, though?
I don't know. It should be.
Okay.
But if, like, if you're the only one that says, I want to cancel, they never hear.
They never know.
They don't know that you wanted to cancel.
Yeah.
But if you both say, I want to cancel, then it's like, it sends you both a notification. It's like, you're free. You can stay home.
Anyway. They'll know if you die and someone opens your phone.
Fair.
I always wondered about that, because if you die, no one's going to get to your phone. They don't have your face recognition unless they put it over your corpse.
Well, it can't work with a corpse. You have to have open eyes. It doesn't work on a corpse. That was something that they built into face recognition.
That is really smart to not have it that way, to not have it work on a corpse.
So my number four, are we on number four? Did you have anything else to say about donkey dick fuckboys?
Oh, just that I need to take some time to regroup.
Regroup. So my number four, as Marcia Clark is laying her hands upon my head, she says unto me, and I want you to know, because these are messages from your heavenly mother.
Right.
Because your patriarchal blessing would be messages from your heavenly father. Uh-huh. She says, I want you to know, suddenly Seymour is your song from the musical The Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh.
I love that song.
And you love it because?
I'm too old, but I want to play Seymour in a production somewhere.
You're not too old.
To play Seymour?
Yeah.
He's like 22. I'm 42.
No one ever casts
43.
Like that.
I know. You guys, here's what I want. I want someone to do a gender-bending Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh.
Seymour is a man, so that's not gender-bend.
It's that Jeffrey guy.
Audrey is a twink. No, I don't want to play Audrey. I want to play Seymour.
Oh.
Audrey 2, the plant, is a drag queen. Right?
Right.
And then the dentist is an abusive lesbian who dates the twink. Sorry, lesbians. I love you, lesbians.
Wait.
So it's like the twink is dating the lesbian, but really the twink loves Seymour, the bear.
Are you feeding the drag queen Audrey 2 blood?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you kind of have to go with that. Like, it literally says it in the songs.
Oh.
What do you want from me, blood? Like, it's all in there.
Okay.
Anyway, it's like one of my favorite musicals. And I just want to play Seymour.
It is really good.
And I can sing Seymour's part because it's not that hard.
No.
Seymour does not have a lot of range.
No, I mean.
It's a pretty, like, straight down the middle.
Yeah.
I could kill that part.
Yeah.
So I sing that song a lot in my shower while I'm crying at the end of the night.
Did Rick Moranis originate the role on Broadway?
No. No, I don't think so. Oh, I think it was just in the movie. Hey, you guys, that cut off kind of fast. I'm sorry.
But it's all going to be fine.
It cut off kind of fast because one of my children called me because he needed a ride home.
After saying.
Even though when he went out with his friends, he said, my friend can pick me up and bring me home. And I was like, great. You guys, you've heard me talking. I can't drive right now.
Right.
So he was like, oh, he doesn't want to drive me home anymore. I'm like, well, I don't care.
I know.
Because like you told me you had a ride home. So I've been drinking. So I can't come pick you up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It would not be safe.
Right.
So anyway, he was calling. So he was supposed to be home 9 minutes ago. He's grounded.
Right. Oh, is that how... Do you ground?
Oh, God, no. Oh. No. I have no discipline or control over my children.
Surprised.
It's just a wild free-for-all where everyone does whatever they want.
Free range.
And I wake up every morning feeling like a piece of shit
raised.
As a parent. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I lay in my bed and think, I'm a shitty, horrible parent. So anyway.
It's fine.
So what's the five thing that... What's the five
the
thing?
The five thing.
The fifth thing that Marcia Clark told you.
The five thing that Marcia P. Johnson... told me. She was like, girl, you had some kids already.
Right.
And girl, that was hard.
Right.
You didn't know who you were.
Right. It's really funny to picture Marcia Clark saying all these things to you.
With bloody gloves
with
on.
With like her short, dark curly hair.
I'm just...
Or Marsha P. Johnson.
I'm just picturing Sarah Paulson now.
Okay.
But...
Fair. I mean, that would be another great person to receive a matriarchal blessing from would be Sarah Paulson.
It really would.
She's so good.
Or Holland anyway, Taylor, her partner.
Both of them.
At
both
the same
of them,
time.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I know you're a mom and you're a single mom and you had these kids and you wanted them, but you didn't know what the fuck you were doing and you fucked them up pretty bad. And she's like, look, girl, they're going to be all right. And so are you.
Uh-huh.
And everything that you've been doing that you question, it's fine. It's just fucking fine.
Yeah.
And if you want to call it free range, pasture raised, parenting, that is exactly what they need.
Do you really think you fucked up your kids?
When I was married and Mormon.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
I was abusive. Well, we've talked about this.
I know. Okay.
But I was.
Okay.
Anyway. What's your five things?
But your kids
things?
Are lovely. I love your kids.
No, I know.
They're great.
Yeah. No, I fucked up my kids in the way that I was a total crazy abusive bitch.
Right. And every time you say this to your kids, they're like, shut up, mom.
Like, wait, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, when I get really, really, right, really right. drunk really, really fast.
Is it a specific kind of alcohol that takes you to that place?
Several...
For me, bourbon is the sad alcohol. When okay. I drink bourbon, that's when I'm like, you guys, I just, right. I'm so sorry.
It's a lot of hard liquor and only when I'm alone.
Okay.
If I'm at a party and it's a lot of hard
right,
liquor.
You're fine.
I am good.
You're doing BJ's in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Tits are yeah, out.
Tits akimbo.
Doing.
Dressing in the temple clothes. these are all true facts that have
like
happened at parties.
Like you do.
Like one does.
Anyway. So, yeah. No, my kids are my kids aren't like fucked up like.
No, they're great.
Crazy people.
No.
No.
But that's what Marsha Clark is telling you.
Yeah.
Is that it's
She's
okay.
She's like, it's fine.
She's like, look, I'm a working mom.
She's saying it.
Here I am trying to run this court case against O.J. Simpson. Wait, was she against O.J. Simpson or was she O.J.'s lawyer?
I don't have
I
any
know Johnny Cochran
fucking
was.
Fucking idea.
Rachel, write in and let us know. I could just Google it.
Anyway, she's telling me, girl.
It's okay.
It's going to be fine.
It's okay.
Shit.
Yeah. God, parenting's a trip, isn't it?
Yeah.
My son just texted me and said he's taking an Uber home.
Good.
Great. Take an Uber. I didn't even know he had an Uber account. Except yesterday, he was hanging out with a friend of his who moved out of state like a year ago, who's back visiting.
Yeah.
And he had gotten an Uber for that friend so they could all hang out together.
Yeah.
And it had cost $40. And I was like, $40? He's like, well, he gave me cash. He paid me back. I'm like, $40? Here's my question as a parent. How come no other parents...
Uh-huh.
Of any other children mm-hmm. have cars. Why are you and I the only parents who have cars and access to driver's licenses?
Right, right. So,
because never once have my kids been like, oh, don't worry. Gary's mom is going to pick us all up.
Yeah.
Not a single time. I have literally never heard of one of the parents of the friends of my children like picking up my children or taking them somewhere.
Maybe they're like orphans from the Newsies.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Were they orphans?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. One of my children is coming through the room, but I'm going to tell.
What's your five thing?
My number.
Best story.
Oh, that was my son's on the podcast. Don't talk, son. We're recording live.
Quiet, son.
So the fifth.
Keep it down over there.
The fifth thing. He needs a ham sandwich, you guys. It's fine. It's 11:14 at night. He needs a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Duh.
The fifth thing. The fifth thing that's in my matriarchal blessing.
The thing.
As Marsha Clark lays her hands upon my head.
Oh, my God.
And says, I admonish you, and I want you to remember that you are a child of God. Just kidding. She doesn't say that.
Oh, wow.
She wants me to remember that I'm a good kisser. You have thoughts about that?
Why does she want you to remember that?
I feel like maybe we should pause while my child is rummaging through dishware in the background. Kit. Let's pause. We'll come right back.
Can you hear this?
My son told us it's my fault that he interrupted our podcast. Anyway, so Marcia Clark tells me that I'm a good kisser.
Why?
She wants me to remember that.
Why?
Well, first of all, I have really big, luscious lips.
But
have you ever noticed that?
No, I haven't.
You're not even looking at me right now.
I know.
I have very big, luscious lips.
But why does that need to be in your matriarchal?
She just wants me to remember.
Because it makes you feel good about yourself?
I don't know. It's like a gift I can give to the world.
Okay, you guys, there I'm a really good kisser. There it is. There it is. This is
it's
your
not
service.
About, it's not about me feeling good about myself. No. It's about me making other people feel good. I'm just saying, I don't think any of our gentle listeners, well, one of our gentle listeners has made out with me. Well, you know who. Don't even, we'll talk offline.
Okay.
Anyway, but I'm a really good kisser, and I just think people should know that. I'm scared of humans.
Yeah.
I like to stay inside my own home.
Yeah.
I hate myself, mm-hmm. but I'm a great kisser. I'm great at making out. I'm really good at making
with
out.
With who?
With, like, the four people that I made out with. Just kidding. It's been more than four. It's anyway, I don't even want to count. That'll be depressing. Yeah. But I just think our Heavenly Mother wanted me to know that.
I have a question.
Yes.
When you were little, say 9-ish, 10-ish.
Oh, God. Are we going to try to get into my psychological business?
Did you ever, like, kiss any of your friends?
No. I kissed a girl when we were both like 8, my neighbor who lived behind me.
And was it just like a...
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
And I just remember it tasted weird.
Oh. Human skin.
Much like my experience going down there, I also thought it tasted weird.
Oh.
Did you kiss your friends? I never kissed any of my friends who were boys.
That was kind of my question.
Oh, no. God, no. God, no.
Okay.
No. I was so...
God, no.
No. I was so hyper aware of my queerness or my homosexuality or whatever. Like, I would never... I mean, I'm still kind of this way. I would never do anything that might possibly betray or let anyone know that I was queer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never, ever, 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 ever have considered, like, being flirtatious with a guy friend or... 'Cause I know I have a lot of, like, friends who are guys.
Mm-hmm.
Straight and gay who, like, you know, when they were teenagers, like, jerked off together or, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, whatever. Like, just...
But not you.
Just experimenting and whatever and, you know, whatever. No.
Okay, now I can't remember the next question I was going to ask.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so funny.
No. Okay. Oh, fuck.
So, anyway.
It's gone.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Get out of the kitchen.
So anyway, those are the things blessed upon us by our matriarch, Marcia P. Clark.
Phoebe Walker Gates.
So anyway,
Marcia P. Clark.
Do you have anything else to add?
God.
No, you do not.
I mean, I'm trying to remember that question.
So while you're thinking of the question, I'm going to just... spew a couple things.
Okay.
So, as you guys probably know, we revamped our Patreon.
Uh-huh.
So you can get additional new, exciting, surprise gifts being a member of the Patreon. Sister Twain has mentioned a couple times the blog post she wrote. That is available to our patrons as part of her ministering work. I will be posting soon my ministering work, which will be me talking about my own actual patriarchal blessing. We are also... for a certain tier of patrons, I don't remember which one, we are offering a special podcast called Coffee and Twain's Guide to Leaving Mormonism. So that the first episode of that will be posting very soon. We also, next weekend, so today is, what is today? The somethingth of July.
20th?
The 19th of July. Next weekend, and we don't know which day yet, but we will post it soon, will be our virtual coffee hour. Wait, virtual cocktail hour. Uh-huh. That is something we will do. We're going to do like a Zoom call for certain levels of patrons. We'll have drinks together. We'll talk.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's coming up next weekend.
Right.
And then, so yeah. So if you are not a patron, go to patreon.com/hotdrinks. You can join various tiers that give you access to these additional recordings/videos/live events/whatever of our podcast. Did you remember what you were going to ask?
Oh, no.
Okay, so if you want to share with us what your May Trickle Blessing for Marcia Clark Esquire would say, you can write us at hotdrinksforthebelly@gmail.com. You can also, on the Anchor app, you can leave us a voicemail, which people don't often do.
No.
The last one we got was some guy saying, yo. we don't know who he was.
It's fine.
So you can do that. Or we will put up an Instagram post about this episode. That's your job. Do that tonight, please.
Yeah, I will.
And you can comment on the Instagram post. Tell us what you want in your May Trickle Blessing.
Do it.
Do you have any other things to share or add or anything like that?
No, this was a good wrap up. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, great. So go find a lawyer from the O.J. Simpson trial to lay hands upon your vagine.
Lay hands on you.
And tell you about what the mother in heaven wants for you.
Yes.
Okay. In the name of C. Jane Clark, amen.
Amen.
It won't stop. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe what just came up on my Pinterest.
Oh, hold on. We're still recording. I can't get it to stop. Okay, we're stopping now. Okay.